This is a Shock podcast.
Shock. Welcome to the C Word with Calista, where curiosity meets creativity, and we discuss the king of C's, content. Welcome back to the C Word with me, Calista, and wow, has it been a while. We took a year off due to unforeseen technical, difficulties, but now we're back and we're ready to go bigger and better than ever. It has been, I would say, a pretty interesting four seasons. We've obviously mainly focused on talking about content, but we've had quite a lot of interesting stories along the way. We've had so many different guests, and I think there are so many tips and tricks when it comes to content that we've learned. So I just kind of wanted to do like a little recap before we went into the next season. So I feel like our guests, first of all, I hope you've been well this whole year. And if there's been any guests that I've missed out, because obviously content is constantly changing and our favorite content creators are always changing. So if there are guests that I've missed out, you gotta let me know. We've gotta get them in for the next season. When it comes to our most useful tips, I think across the board, there were five that I felt were the most useful, and there were five that kind of connected everyone. Because we've had content creators, we've had TikTokers, we've had people behind the scenes, we've had people in front of the camera, we've had people who stood on top of the Burj Khalifa. But across all boards, everything, I think the thing that kind of ties us all together is, instead of worrying about being original, I feel like it's very important to be yourself. I feel like that was the first tip. Like, everyone wants to do something different, but sometimes it's so much better to just take something that maybe other people are doing and put your own little spin on it and make it yourself. And then that becomes something that's interesting and like people would like to consume as well. So it's like the food content creators, so many food content creators, what makes you different? You know, we had Sedi on as a guest, and shout out to Sedi because that was the episode that we actually won an award for. So there are so many content creators, and they've always been content creators that like talk about food, but Sedi's managed to make it his own. And I feel like that's one of the biggest tips that we've learned in all four seasons, where you can kind of just take something and you don't have to worry about, oh, am I different? You know what I mean? When it comes to tip two, I think it's definitely skills that take time and practice to perfect. Like, we all start from nothing. You know, we all start from, we don't really know what we're doing. Even when I started this podcast, I had no idea where it was gonna go. I just knew I wanted to pull some friends on and talk about how they've become successful in their own field. And I feel like it's evolved, you know? And I feel like content is something that is always doing that. Like, even when it comes to platforms, we've had Instagram and everyone was like, oh, it's gotta be the aesthetic. I gotta have that, you know, like seamless feed. And then out of nowhere, TikTok came along, and who cares about that? Everyone just wants to be real and like be, you know, like just be themselves on camera. So you can never really predict what's gonna happen next. So definitely just do what you can for now and figure out the perfection later on. When it comes to tip number three, I think it kind of incorporates what we talked about for tip one and two, and that is content creation is broad. Like, there are so many things that you can do, and there are so many things that haven't even been like discovered yet. And it all comes down to what you personally like to do. Like, just because, okay, a lot of people are making money in like the fashion industry, I need to be a fashion blogger or whatever. Like, no. Why follow that if you're not really into fashion? You're never gonna make it big if that's not really your thing. So just do what you like. We know content creators that are lawyers that literally just do content based on explaining the law or legal terms in terms that people like you and I would understand, because who knows what these contracts are talking about on like a normal basis, right? So if you are someone like that, or like I've recently gotten to know a lot of dentists who do their own content as well. So it's broad, like anything goes. Just try it out and you'll probably be able to find your niche. And I think one of the most important things that we learned over the seasons is that it's all about collaboration and not about competition. I feel like that's something that we all start out, we all kind of like compare ourselves to other content creators, especially those who are kind of like doing the same thing. But if we can come together and work together and learn from each other, that's what's gonna push the whole scene even bigger and better. Like, if you go back and listen to like all the episodes from the four different seasons, I feel like everyone started out so differently. And like, for instance, like sports, we've had so many sports hosts on the show, and they've all managed to kind of carve out their own name in the same industry. And they've done that also by featuring each other on their videos, by working together for like TV shows, for like sharing their own knowledge with each other and like boosting each other up. So I feel like that in 2024 is what we're going for. We need to, like, you know, boost each other. We're not competing against each other. And most importantly, I think it's passion. Like, everybody nowadays, you ask them, they want to be a YouTuber, they want to be a TikToker, they want to be an influencer, but are you actually passionate about it? Like, why do something that you're not going to enjoy? That's something that I've learned over the years being in this industry, and I think even throughout just the short four seasons of the podcast, if you're not passionate about the thing that you're talking about, there is no point. So find your passion and go and do that. And I think that is what I've learned from the four seasons of The C Word with Calista, and what I'm excited to learn more for season five. So I want to know who you think can teach us more or give us more knowledge, or you're just interested in their story for season five. Let me know. Let's get them on the show, learn their story, get to know how they started to how they got to where they are today. And just a little teaser for the next episode. If you are a sports fan, I think you'll know this name very, very well. He's a professional footballer who is now a TV host, and he's actually down in Malaysia a lot, and I actually got to speak to him. His name is David James. He's going to be kicking off the new season, so I can't wait for you to hear this episode. Full disclaimer, this episode was actually filmed a year ago. It was supposed to be the first episode for the new season, and life got in the way. I think that's also a lesson that we can learn. Sometimes life gets in the way. But I think the knowledge that he imparted, and also like the story that he told, is kind of timeless. I listened back to it and I feel like it's still going to be an interesting listen and useful for you as well. So he's going to be kicking off the new season. I'm super excited. And yeah, stay tuned. I think this season's going to be really cool. So thank you for joining us for this episode of The C Word with Calista. Let us know if you have any questions or any suggestions. Go follow us on socials. It's at The C Word with Calista everywhere.